Earlier today, officials marked the sixth anniversary of the September the 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks and ceremonies in New York and Washington. They are just a few of the series of commemorations planned throughout the day around the world. Charles Collins has this report.
In Afghanistan, U.S. soldiers stopped to mark the sixth anniversary of the September 11th attacks. In New York and Washington, ceremonies will be occurring throughout the day, including one this morning at 8:37 a.m. when the first plane struck the World Trade Center. 2,973 people were murdered on that day, and even more died after. This year, an additional name will be read out at the memorial services. Felicia Dunn Jones died 5 months after the attacks, her lungs scarred by the toxic dust cloud which erupted from the wreckage. Her addition to the death toll is putting the focus on the health problems still affecting others who inhaled the toxic debris, including rescue workers at the site. Among those in New York for the commemorations is U.S. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. She promised to do more for these victims.
The situation that they are in now challenges the conscience of our country.
City officials have argued that more research is needed before the true health effects of September 11th can be proven. But a recent city-commissioned panel concluded that the health costs involved in treating the ailments of those exposed could end up costing $400 million a year. I'm Charles Collins.